this is Phil Cook, and this is the Down Gilead Lane podcast.
Awesome.
Very well. Did I do it right?
Maybe a take two. No, that was fine.
Yes, once again, we are back here in Nashville.
Woohoo! Hello, everybody in Gilead Lane land.
In the Coloring Connection universe.
There you go. And now, Phil Cook.
Yeah, the guy who just did our opening for us. Nobody knows who Phil Cook is.
No, he's not Mr. Lunt.
No.
That's a different
Phil. He doesn't do any cartoon voices.
No.
But Phil Cook is a filmmaker, marketing expert, and he's an author, right? Written several books, but it's all about how, if you've got a great church or program or product or something like that for the Christian community, how do you get people to know about it?
Right. It's my little restaurant in the desert theory.
Exactly. If you've got a restaurant in the desert, you've got to somehow tell the people that are, dying of thirst out there that there's a place to go.
Yes.
So, and what Phil says is that, let me see if I can remember. In a media-driven world, which we live in America,
yeah,
it's a very...
hence the podcasting.
Media-driven world, you can't assume that people just know about what you've got to offer.
Right.
You've got to find a creative way to let them know what's there, and a big part of NRB is doing just that,
yes,
making contact with radio stations, and other people that you can partner with, and
we have met a lot of stations here that do air Down Gilead Lane.
Yes, that's true.
And we have met some stations here that don't air Down Gilead Lane. So we've been kind of working on that. And you who are listening to the podcast right now, if your station doesn't, give them a call and let them know, because they may very well have heard about us or met us here, and it would encourage them to pick up Down Gilead Lane on the local stations, and that always helps kind of everybody.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is definitely, now that we have the internet, a lot of people could say, well, why do you need radio stations? You can, people could listen on the internet. Well, we need radio stations because the partnerships with, folks who are doing Christian media, which is, right now radio is where it's at, they still want to have content to provide to their neighborhood, to their market.
And the internet isn't in your car.
Right.
It's another avenue of getting the word out there. So if Gilead doesn't air on your radio stations and you want it, call your local radio station. You can tell them Steve and Lori sent you.
Yeah. Lori said you talk to somebody who has a radio station and they play another CBH program, Storytime, but they didn't know about Down Gilead Lane.
They didn't even know about Gilead. And they looked at me with that blank, what do you write? But I did meet somebody today who kind of thought that I was a little bit of a rock star because I write Gilead, which was very odd for me. But he was very, very excited. You are so cool, and I'm so honored to be standing in your presence. So that was kind of neat, too. And he was a grown-up.
All right.
So that was kind of neat. So, and we thought it might not be a bad idea to give you a little overview of what NRB is.
We're talking about NRB and what we're doing at NRB, but, maybe people don't quite understand what we're doing here and what NRB actually is about. National Religious Broadcasters is a an organization that kind of helps places like CBH Ministries and programs like Down Gilead Lane to kind of get to know one another, so we can all kind of work together and that kind of thing. And the annual convention, which is what we're at right now, is sort of like the place where that all happens.
Yes, and there's television, there's movies, there's
church media.
Exactly, and there's print media. I mean, any kind of place. I've seen some newspapers today. I've seen some magazines. And
international is another big division. It's,
because
the National Religious Broadcasters, you think it's just America, but now it's, all over the world, folks that are doing stuff like what we're doing.
I met people today from Turkey.
I met a guy
really
from
cool.
Australia last night.
Very
and
somebody
from New Zealand before that.
It's really, really cool. Yeah. And they have educational sessions where they've got these experts that kind of teach classes.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure that the kids out there are all going, you chose to go to a class. But they're really interesting classes. Yesterday I sat in with Alex Kendrick, who, of course, made Facing the Giant.
Right. You talked a little bit about that in Dispatch Number One, but we want to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, because, you know, he made his first movie, Flywheel, was made with $20,000. And it's done very well. And Facing the Giant was made with $100,000 and ended up making like $10 million at the box office.
Wow.
So he's the guy everybody's trying to figure out, what, how can I do what you did?
Right, right.
And he's a really neat person. If you've ever seen Facing the Giants, I think I said this last night, if you've ever seen Facing the Giants, you've really gotten a glimpse of Alex Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing him speak yesterday was very similar to the character that he played, which was one of the interesting things. If you're trying to make a movie on a budget, you should cast people who are very similar in personality to the roles that you want them to play, because they're not actors.
Right.
So they're just going to do what they would do.
Just which be is, yourself just and kind of read these words, thing. But do it like yourself.
And then we did sit down, and Steve and I actually behaved ourselves and listened to Phil Vischer yesterday, who everybody knows is the VeggieTales guy.
I behaved myself.
I
there was somebody sitting behind me texting me through the whole thing.
Not through the whole thing. Not through the whole thing. I
Lori
was a little bit late.
Lori is like the fastest texter in the world.
It's my phone because I have one of those QWERTY keyboards.
Oh,
so
QWERTY.
I know where they are because I type all the time. I write for a living. Did you know
that?
Oh,
yeah. I've heard that.
And you know what? Out there in podcasting land, you guys would never realize this, but Steve is wearing an orange shirt. An orange sweater. I just had to share that with you. Steve is wearing orange today, and I am wearing lime green.
Uh-huh.
So his wife made some comment earlier about cantaloupe and honeydew.
Yeah.
But
what does that make me? Honeydew?
No, honeydews are green. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I know
so you'd be the
which.
Cantaloupe.
Okay.
And
thank you for that random observation. Actually, a photo of us doing this podcast right now was just taken.
And will probably end up online somewhere.
So you'll get to see the cantaloupe and the honeydew on the Coloring Connection blog site.
And we'd like to thank Kelly for taking that picture.
She's our photographer.
So, and we are...
Back to NRB.
Yes, back to NRB. We are having a good time here. I am not the only person who misbehaves, although Steve does get annoyed when you text him during a session. But,
I did. I sort of snapped at Mrs. Terry.
Yeah, because she was texting you during the session.
Yeah, I was like, can't we talk about this after?
Yeah.
I want to listen. Sorry.
I know. Well, see, I was only texting you to find a seat.
Oh, that's right.
See, now you're getting candid, Steve and Lori, as well. Just
hey, you know, tonight, the event going on at NRB tonight is the Night of Comedy. That's
right
what we're missing.
Now.
That's what we're missing to do
no,
this podcast.
We are creating
but guess
it.
What? I have a feeling. I have a feeling this is a little bit more comedic, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know about that. But I do know, you know, we just have fun.
Yeah.
We really do. This is a great job. And the exhibits have been fantastic, going back to the exhibition area.
Yeah, they got
that's like
really
you know,
cool movie cameras and microphones and headphones.
See, Steve does all the techie stuff. You know, Israel has a booth there. Turkey has a booth there.
Wow.
If there, you see, Steve was all wrapped up around the cameras and the microphone. But if there is a Christian television station that you watch, they were most likely there.
Oh, yeah, probably so.
And everybody has fun little giveaways because they want you to remember their stuff. And
what was the coolest little piece of trinket? They call that swag.
Yes.
Stuff we all get.
The swag. Yes.
What was the coolest little piece of swag that you got, Lori?
I like the stuffed Israeli pilots, the
bears,
teddy
bear pilot,
the official Israeli Airlines, and they've got these great little. They're actually teddy bears in a plane with the little goggles. My kids are gonna just love those.
Excuse me, I'm gonna reach over here and get my swag bag.
Steve is getting his swag bag, and you know my kids did get some frisbees. And you have a very large swag bag. I got a baseball from Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice.
So that was kind of neat. And
Pittsburgh. I wonder if anything will ever happen in Pittsburgh.
I don't know. Is God in Pittsburgh?
Good question. I think we're going to find out this season.
Oh, Steve just teased something. Mark that on your calendar.
I know.
This is a historic date.
I got a great coffee mug, which is good.
Full
since
of chocolate.
Started drinking coffee again.
By the way, Miss Terry specifically asked me to say in the podcast that only half of Steve O'Dell showed up.
What does that mean?
Because you...
Oh. Thanks for saying that. Thanks for bringing that up.
Watch, Steve's probably going to edit that out. Terry told me I had to put that into the podcast.
Okay.
Because you know your voice hasn't lost 43 pounds or whatever. Yep. What is that?
This is like a little...
It's like a massage thingy?
Yeah, it's really cool. We should get a picture of this for the blog.
It's like a weird... They actually made it like a hand. Yeah, it's actually got
Megatrax,
four fingers.
Production music company.
Which, you know, I love the marketing stuff. I got a Band-Aid container today full of Band-Aids. Which is so funny. But they said, you know, people walking around on their feet all day and get blisters. Where did you get the cool swag? None of this was out when I was there.
I don't know.
Did you guys swipe it all?
Yeah, maybe so. the Kids Corner, members of the His Kids Alliance, HisKids.net Alliance, Kids Corner, was giving away Frisbees.
Sorry.
I know, it changes
color. Different. It's just this cool little thing that looks like an ice cube with all this cracked kind of glass or plastic in the middle.
We'll take a picture of that, too.
And every time that you click it and turn it on, it turns different. It's purple. Purpley pink.
Yeah.
You have to go back tomorrow.
And pick up one of those.
And pick
for
up
you?
One for me.
Actually, you know what? I got two if you want one.
Did you? Because I would love to put one of these on my desk.
Yeah, take it.
Cool. Oh, that's
swag.
Cool.
Stuff we all get. We are definitely going to have to take a picture of the swag.
Oh, yeah.
And put it on the blog because talking about it and describing it.
Like,
I'm saying.
All
we'll make a nice.
There.
Like,
and
yeah.
See, now this is, seriously, this is, you guys get to see Steve and Lori. You're just kind of listening in on the conversation. And, you know, we talked about doing this. This is special. This is NRB. Mm-hmm. It's far different than Gilead. And we just thought we would share this with you.
This is a little.
Steve got a car.
Like.
Well, a little one, like a 2-inch car.
I don't know how you make it go.
It's a
penny racer, they call it.
You put a penny in the back. Yeah. I'll bet you that sets it off if you put a penny,
right.
penny in there.
So anyway, that's our swag. Look for pictures of the cool stuff we all get.
The NRB swag.
at our blog, The Coloring Connection. Actually, it's ccfuncast.gileadlane.org, right?
Yeah, I think something like that.
I usually have it in front of me when we're back at the office.
Yeah, we have notes. We have sticky notes, but we aren't there now. So.
So anyway, we're going to say sayonara for this NRB dispatch version of
this particular
the connection, right?
Yeah.
We'll have another one probably tomorrow coming at you, and that will be sort of like our look back on NRB 2008.
On all that was
right.
NRB.
Right.
And all of our listeners are going, Steve and Laurie,
could you
again?
Just talk about the show, please?
Gilead Lane.
Anyway, yeah, we'll do a wrap up on tomorrow's dispatch. So for now, we'll see you later. And remember, every day needs a little swag.
Adios.
Bye-bye. I put a penny in the penny racer, and it still is not.
Lightning McQueen died.
Oh, well.
So.
Oh. There. If you take it apart, it goes. Okay. So, that's our swag.
You know, I think that little section right there should just be at the end. Like, we
there
have the microphone running, and here's what it is, sort
right.
of
yeah, that's good,
thing.
That's good.